Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. It has been quite a week. Last Thursday was Thanksgiving, followed up by Black Friday, and then we had Cyber Monday, which brings us to Giving Tuesday. Okay, Giving Tuesday was founded at New York City's own 92nd Street Y in partnership with the United Nations Foundation. It's described as, quote, a global generosity movement unleashing the power of people and organizations to transform their communities and the world. And there's a particular piece of our communities that are in need of such a movement, small mom-and-pop businesses. We've been hearing for years about the impact of e-commerce and big-box stores on these homegrown local businesses. But add in a pandemic economy and the supply chain issues we've discussed on this show, it adds up to a challenging time to run a small local business. So listeners, on this Giving Tuesday, we're opening the phone lines for you to call in and give a shout-out to some small business in your neighborhood. It doesn't cost anything to give a shout out. Our number is 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And you can tell us about a mom and pop shop in your area. For those of you who are spending a bit this season, why not keep some of it in your community? The number again to give a shout out to a mom and pop shop is 212-433-9692. Of course, you can tweet us or DM us on Instagram and Twitter, at All of It WNYC. Joining us again to help take those calls is Nicholas Heller, better known as New York Nico. Last year, Nico amassed a thread of Instagram stories highlighting more than 60 local businesses. Oh, there go the phone lines that could use support. He's doing it again this year, and we're going to do an audio version on the air with him. Hey, Nico, welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. So you are always, always talking about these small businesses. What have they been telling you about how they're faring this season with the ongoing pandemic and the supply chain issues?
Well, I mean, you know, the supply chain issues are a huge deal. You know, I was just at one of my favorite record stores yesterday, Village Revival Records, and they are struggling to, you know, I actually went in because I wanted to get the Charlie Brown Christmas album. I'm sure you're familiar with that. it's my favorite Christmas music, and I wanted to get a record, and he was like, yeah, every year, you know, I usually get like 300, but this year I couldn't get anything. So, you know, depending on what you do, all these businesses are having a lot of trouble with that. But on, you know, the positive end of things, obviously tourism is coming back and people are leaving their houses. So they're seeing a lot more foot traffic. So, you know, it's kind of like good and bad at the same time.
When you talk to people about why they stay in business or why they went into business and why they're fighting for their businesses, what drives these people?
Well, I mean, Most of the businesses that I document have been around for anywhere from 20 to 60 years. And whether they're the original owners or it's been passed on to them, you know, they understand that they're a landmark in New York City. They might not be treated as such by, you know, their landlords and people who kind of want to get them out of there. But they are, and they know that they, you know, they just need to keep it going. 'Cause once they're gone, you know, who's going to replace them? You know, a lot of my favorite stores are specialty stores. Mm-hmm. You know, Casey Rubber Stamps, as far as I know, he's the only store in New York City, that just makes custom stamps. You know, if he were to leave, who would replace him? No one. So yeah, it's just like, you know, they want to keep it alive, keep it going.
What's your sense of the role that these stores and businesses play, not just in terms of the economy, but also in terms of the social fabric of the community?
I mean, they're so important. I always say that, you know, the thing that makes New York unique is not, you know, the buildings or the, you know, it's the people and the businesses that make makes New York unique or makes any city unique. And, you know, if they were to be replaced with, you know, an Amazon store, how would that make us different from anywhere else?
Let's take a few calls. Let's go to Jessica on line one, calling in from Staten Island. Hi, Jessica. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi. Thank you so much. Hi, Nico. We would like to talk about Phillips Candy on Barrett Street in Staten Island. I incorrectly stated the name. The man's name is Philip, but it's not. His name is John Dorman. He makes, it's a candy shop. He makes egg creams and root beer floats, popcorn, all sorts of treats. And every year we go to him for his fresh fruit chocolate dipped trays that we bring to our holiday gatherings. And it's just delicious. Every year, his sliced pineapple dipped in dark chocolate is just perfect at the end of a holiday meal. And he's so sweet to all the kids that come in, always singing and humming and whistling a tune. And it's just a really special place. Nothing fancy, just old man in a candy shop. And it's just great.
Shout out the name again, Jessica.
The name of the shop is Phillips of Coney Island, but it's Mr. John Dorman, and it's 27 Barrett Street in Staten Island, New York.
Jessica came prepared. She understood the assignment. Thank you, Jessica. Let's go to Frank on line five in Manhattan. Hi, Frank. Thanks for calling All
Hi,
of It.
Hi, how are you? Nice to thanks so much for doing this. I'm a big fan of Gigi's NYC. It's a Down Syndrome Achievement Center in Harlem at 116th and Lenox. And they serve over 1,000 people with Down syndrome and their families. They're absolutely awesome. Gigi's NYC. And they've been in existence for 10 years. They serve a great community, and it's just a great place where you can walk in and feel like family. And during the pandemic, they've enlarged their roles of people attending, and within 1 week, put all the programs online.
Frank, excellent, excellent presentation of that. Thank you so much. Let's go to Clark from Manhattan. Clark, I'm familiar with the location you're about to shout out, and I endorse it.
Let's go. I'm shouting out Bagel Buffet. Also, what's up, Nico?
Is that Clark Slater?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good. I love what you do, and I'm hyped to shout out Bagel Buffet. There used to be one on 8th Street, but I'm talking about the one that's on 6th between 13th and 14th. And it's owned now and run by Geraldo, who I believe was like the star employee, and it was passed down to him by the owner. So him and his wife own it now, and solid, solid bagels, really good breakfast. Everybody in there is just working hard and always down to talk. So shout out Bagel Buffet on 6th Ave.
Well done, Clark. Well done. Let's slide in one more call. Let's go to George in Manhattan. Hey, George, thanks for calling All of It.
Oh, thank you, Allison. I'm calling about Maison 10. It's actually a pop and pop shop run by my friends Henri and Tom. They carry 10 categories of objects and gifts and artwork and perfumes and fragrances. They carry 10 items for 10 weeks, and 10% of the proceeds go to charity.
Oh, my goodness. You've given me what I'm doing this weekend. Where am I going? George, what's the address?
It's Maison 10, M-A-I-S-O-N, 10, at 4 West 29th Street. And these guys have been through so much. They had a flood and a fire, and they're just lovely. And they'll give you a glass of wine. Just tell them George sent you.
Okay. That's almost too good to be true. George, thank you so much for calling in. We are doing a small business shout-out with New York Nico. He has been all over this, all over his Instagram for years, helping out small mom-and-pop shops. So, Nico, some of the business owners you've helped out, you help post a GoFundMe or some other crowdsourced financing that winds up letting these places stay open. What's the best overcoming the odds story that you've seen?
Ooh, the best overcoming the odds story. I mean, fortunately, I've seen a lot of them. But I think the one that mean most to me was the first one that I did at the very beginning of the pandemic. I'm sorry, not the beginning of the pandemic, or around, I think it was June of 2020. But it was the first business that I kind of helped out in this way. And it was Henry Yao's Army Navy Bag store on Houston Street, 177 Houston Street. And a friend of mine basically told me that he was struggling. He owed all this back rent and needed a little bit of help. So I went and I met with him. And a customer of his created a GoFundMe. So I, you know, shared his story, shared the GoFundMe, and he ended up, you know, meeting his goal of, I think it was $60,000 in like a day. And then that's what made me realize that, you know, this formula could work. I kind of just continued doing that with other struggling businesses that, you know, I grew up with.
Here's WNYC's spin on what you've been doing. The way we try to support small local business, every year Brian Lehrer does a shop listener series, and it helps listeners support each other as we all try to figure out how to spend our holiday dollars. This year, we're going to do something a little bit extra. So we've made a shopping guide that you can return to in the coming weeks as you tick off presents on your wish list. If you're a mom and pop owner, visit wnyc.org/shop-listener-sign-up, or you can text shop 2021 to 70101 and fill out some information, and we'll put you in the gift guide. So that's something we're doing on our end. Let's slide in one or two more calls. Adam from Brooklyn, he's calling in from Bed-Stuy. Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's going on? I love New York, Nico. I'm happy to talk on the show, and I love this local live music venue called Wild Birds. It's in my neighborhood of Crown Heights. It's like live music every day, two acts. The music is like warm. The owners are such sweet people. It's just got incredible music. It's new. They opened up during the pandemic, and it's just like it's become like a beautiful refuge. And I just can't say enough positive things about it.
Shout out the name again.
Wild Birds.
Nice. Let's go to line six. Lisa, and off from Austining. Hi, Lisa.
It's called Melita's Home Furnishings. It's in beautiful Austining, New York, on Main Street. And she has been supporting a village in Portugal for 20 years. She imports all the most beautiful ceramic plates and dishes. And she also has baby clothes and people clothes and just beautiful kitchen items. Everything's really well priced. She's a delicious human being. You could also get a glass of wine from her if you ask. And I just love it. And Main Street's a great street for a lot of things in Austining.
I love all of this wine that's going out there. So, Nico, we need to wrap this up for now. I'm sure we can do this again. Anything that I've left out that you think is important about this topic?
No, I mean, I think it's great that you're highlighting all these businesses. And I will suggest that people go check out the Union Square Holiday Market. It's one of my favorite markets in New York City, and I have my own booth there this year, and I donated the space to some lovely small businesses. Right now, Hala Dali is there. It's a challah business. They make homemade challah, and have the black and white challah. It's like based off of a black and white cookie. So we have that special this week, so go check that out.
Nico, as always, thanks so much for being our ride along. We really appreciate it. And thanks for everything you've been doing.
Of course. Thank you.
And everybody, we want to remind you, you need to take a breath and unwind for the frenzy of rushing through the aisles and click, click, clicking for stuff, stuff, stuff. Today is Giving Tuesday. It is a day, a moment to reflect on what's important to you and to make a difference by supporting the nonprofits you value. Also, if you are thinking about it, we hope that you'll include WNYC. What WNYC relies on you, you rely on us. It's a handshake. It's a warm hug. Make your giving contribution, Giving Tuesday contribution right now. Call 888-376-9692 or go to WNYC.org.